Next up is David Taro with Rosatina.
Daybreak on Via Lucoli, in this ancient town by the sea. Rosatina traces the lines in her face. She's as old as a woman could be. On days the sun runs like honey, her memory is all she needs. Papa pressing a case for the convent. Rosatina saying no nuns for me. Rosatina, Rosatina, Rosatina. Changes and only your memories remain.
This song started out and I was wondering if it was a beer commercial, and then that bass guitar swoops in and I'm certain it's a beer commercial. Okay, maybe not, but then maybe Billy Joel. It's very nice, it's very professional, great talent, great composition, and great arrangement. I think it's maybe one verse too long. And as it progresses, it gets very kitchen sinky with the instrumentation, but it still sounds great. Having said all that, is it okay that I don't love it? Like in terms of quality, I would put it on the level of like Also in Blue, who I also think is just amazing. But to his credit, I think Also in Blue would not do this song, you know, if that's making any sense at all.
Yeah, I think it does sound super professional, and like it kind of reminds me of that, you know, you mentioned Billy Joel, but I thought about Randy Newman. The vocals are just really good, and they have a lot of character. I love the way the piano sounds, and the melody on the vocal line is also really strong. I don't have a lot to say about this song, except it is loud as hell. As a matter of fact, I had to like toss my headphones off the first time it came on because it is mixed, well, it's mastered super loud. Like if you, this song made me curious at what the, you know, integrated LUFS values were for every song in the contest. So I ranked.
This is the one.
This is the one that made me rank them. And, you know, this is at like -9 LUFS, which is really hot. Like it were recorded in the 90s loudness wars, and they wanted it to sound as hot as that Metallica album that was totally ruined by too much loudness. Just to talk a little bit about loudness, you know, when you look at your digital meter and your DAW, like everything peaks at 0.0 dB, which is like dB full scale. Loudness is measured in LUFS, or loudness units relative to full scale. It's basically just a measure of how the perceived loudness of the song is. The bigger the number, the quieter it is. So like if something is -25, that's quieter than something that is -9, for example. And, you know, there are some standards, like online music streaming services want you to normalize your song for -14 LUFS. So this is -9, so it's considerably louder than that. Anyway, this is kind of a stupid, nerdy diversion, but that is my feedback. I would tune it down some.
So to real quick respond to the loudness complaint, more louder is more good for me. And, you know, I am always going to be more upset about turning something up than turning it down in response to its loudness. That I know that's just a product of the time I was raised in. And I have been scolded for the same thing in some music I put out on streaming that I mix. And I have also been guilty of asking professionals to turn me up when it really wasn't appropriate in the grand scheme of things. But anyway, getting back to the song, this feels timeless to me. It's definitely got some tropes behind it, but it's executed so well, both within that trope and also just in general. And then lyrically, there's not a ton of moments that stick out to me, but A Day in the Life or the or Your Life in a Day, that got me. And, you know, the general images that are being shown off here kind of make me nostalgic for something I didn't experience. And I think that's uniquely really cool. I have a note here that the sound is huge. Again, pretty loud. But the growth in the instrumentation works really well for me also. Like, one of you mentioned it feeling like kind of kitchen sinky, but I think it serves it so well. I feel like it's just needed. Because if you didn't get kitchen sinky, you would just have not enough growth to justify the length. And I do think the length is justified here. I think Ryan mentioned it dragging on a little bit, but for me, the growth in the instrumentation kind of justifies it. And then the dropout at the end, I don't know. If I were competing, I would be annoyed to compete against this.
Yeah, it feels like it's not in the same league as some of the other songs. This song and the Panna Cotta Army song both have just such a degree of quality and polish to them that you can't help but want to rank them pretty high.